And then there's Wednesday night. Have a bomb guest.
Yeah, Sean, welcome. This week's panel, sir, is Parshas Mishpatim. So the Pasuk says, the Eile Mishpatim Asher Tos Lifneihem. So Lifneihem means Velo Lifneakum. The Gemara says, Lifneihem Velo Lifneihet Yoytis as well. There's two things. First of all, if someone has a dispute, he's not allowed to litigate before a court, before Goyish court. And Rashi brings a kolha dan lifnei a koyis. If anyone goes to goyish a court, is meir miyad b'toros moishe. It's a very sharp expression. Kilo meir miyad b'toros moishe. That be koyis. He's koyif b'chol atoro. That's what it means. L'choyah. It's a very sharp loshon. And there's another isra lifnei het yoytus. That means the Gemara says beginning of Sanhedrin that every bezlin has to bezlin the dying has to be somuch. Somuch ish mepi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. A lineage, a line from Moshe Rabbeinu. Akad Kach. We'll get to the whole Shlichut Torah, but the Rambam says, Chiddush Rambam, that a Bezdin, the Mishnah beginning of Sanhedrin says, Smichas Chachomim B'Shloisha. The Gemara says, Mismicha means Smicha, actually ordinating the next Dayan. And the Rambam says that you need Taka 3 Dayanim, but only one of them has to be Somoch. Not three, which is normally would say, Badina Moms Beshloisha, all three either do have to or don't have to. Here's an interesting, the Ramah, the Kasamisha, the Mitchetzach, why, if I don't need Momchem, why does one have to be? If I do need, then I need three, what if it's one? One has to be Somoch. So the Beshkov explains it, for Bezdin to ordinate someone, you don't need Smuchem. Three people are enough. Three Rabbonim or not Somoch are also enough. But Somoch has to be a lineage. So if you don't have one Somoch, Pashad, you don't have a lineage. You can do what you want, but Smicha means Ish Mepeish Tumo Ish Rabbeinu. So even if you call the Bezdin, but it's lacking the Smicha. My question on that was, okay, Verstaan, very nice Londers. But what does the Bezdin mean? The Bezdin means someone has jurisdiction to rule on this issue. For example, like Abba Issa Beheto, Hilchas Shabbos, or you have a Shaila Bosa Becholov, you go to Rav, someone that knows, and he can say yes, no. Obviously, he has to be honest and say that he does know or doesn't know, but yeah, and finally, he has to restriction over it. Badina Momnus, we learn it from Psukim, no, you need three people. Badina Nefoshes, you need 23 people. Ein Domus Hashavit, Velo Sanovi, Velo Samela, Koin Godel, Eshim Ve'echot, certain cases need 71. Every court, the Supreme Court, that's Lishchas Hagozes. Every court has its restriction. If you have three head yoytus and none of them is somuch, and therefore practically they can't do smicha because there's no lineage, so with what are they called a bezdin? A bezdin means after restriction, I can rule, I can do certain things. So he's saying, oh, for smicha, three are enough, it's called a bezdin, but I can't do smicha because I haven't got a lineage. Well, what are your bezdin then? A bezdin that I haven't got restrictions is not a bezdin. I don't understand Pshatah, but I can upon him just bring out the vote of Smicha.
Maybe the two litigants both take on to...
No, we're not taking litigants, look at Smicha, Poshet. They come and say, now you're down. No, nothing to do. Yeah, litigants can keep the line. Litigants, you can say, I know who you are, and I can armor. The most is Zokovish Vishiva, that's called a Tilis of Shul, that's nowadays. Nowadays, you just need basically, it's called a Tilis of Shul. If you have someone bigger than you in town, who asks you to paskin? So if you have a hetero or you're dying, no, then you have permission. So the Gemara Taka says in Shalom, if you zokav Yosha b'yeshiva, if you're well known and renowned as a goan, no, you don't need to have a tilus for shos. But Rabbi Yashar was that story. He had episode, I don't exactly know what the shaila was, but Bavad Yosef. It was a big shine at Israel, and he wrote Shuvah to Avad Yosef, and he was a younger man. And Avad said, who's this? He's a goyim. We need him here in the Bezdin here. We need him Rabbanul. So, yeah, Yosef Shalom Eliashev, sitting in Shtibim Meishon, learning, giving Shia, whatever he gave Shia. So, called him, have you got a hetum? Well, so the kids are there, tweak the law. Whatever, the rule is you have to have a thing. He doesn't need the fair. Why does he need the fair? Doesn't need one. There's also another similar story of Bissa Zalman when he became got a shteller of in Slutsk. So they told him, very nice, well renowned Rosh Hashiva and everything, everyone big gun, have you got a heteror? So no. So I said, well, can't take you. So he wrote a telegram to his Rebbe, Chaim Brisker, that he was the Rosh in Brisker, said, I have a problem, and when can I come to Feher? Wrote back a telegram forwards, Yodin, finished. You don't have to come for Feher.
No
Feher. It's not Kinesh Yeshiva, well, I don't need to Feher you. That's from a teaser show. That's
not. Where's the lineage?
No, Shloshei Rebbeinu is only Kibla Layim. Taka. Only works if both sides say, I want to listen to you. Yeah,
you don't need a lineage.
Yeah, and in fact, nowadays we don't have a lineage.
No.
And that's Taka one big kasha that's called the Ramaster kasha. The Ram says, I don't understand. He said, Lifneim for Shlakom, okay, we don't go to Goyim. Velo Lifne had Yoitas. Hedotas means I haven't got smicha. No, nowadays, what do you mean? I haven't got smicha. So that he says is a very interesting Ram, beginning of Sanhedrin, and he splits it. And he says, oh, Lifnev lo shel akum. No, that even if Kiblalai doesn't help on that, even if you say Shachsadim is on a contract that you want to go to court, no, it's invalid. But if you agree you're going to a specific person, then it does help. That means Lifnev lo shel akum, it's only Balkocha. It means I did bezin that can be done Balkocha. So that attack a split. But the medrash has an interesting medrash. Ve'elam ispotim hador d'chsev ve'oiz melech mishpat oiv. Amos I need oiz l'kodesh baruch. When is a kodesh baruch called oiz? B'shar shu oiz is adin ba'akum. When he does din. And therefore the medrash continues. Mashakosav after kenantem eshorim after kenantem yashrus le'avecha. You gave this yashrus. Beth is yashrus le'avecha. Shalidei mishpatim shnasat lehem. Hey, Moisim, Riva Zemze, they start fight, because of the Mishpatim, as soon as he holds the trap, because the Mishpatim start fight, avoided the Mishpat, they come to Mishpat, they know it's Shalom, and they make Shalom. So the Dubna Makid explains this Medrash, and he says the following marshal. Someone from a little farm village, he came up to a big city, and he saw a big building, the solicitors, doctors, officers, titzer. He asks, tell me how many doctors are going in town? So I look in the normal yellow pages online. Look online, Google, I don't know, the online phone book. A few hundred doctors probably, I didn't count. They ask NHS, 2 million appointments. So what are you talking about? But us in 10 villages, there's just about one doctor for half a day. Why have you got so many doctors? What do you mean, how can I have one doctor half a day for what's going on over here? So we must get this out, we must get this straight. So the city person asks this farmer, tell me, when do you go to a doctor? So what do you mean, when do you go to a doctor? Yeah, someone has an axe, he cuts off half a foot, half a hand, half a half dead. Sure, he has to go to a doctor. So the city said, what do you do when you have a cold? Pneumonia, right? So you take a water bottle, you go to bed, and you get into it. Tomorrow you feel better. So now I understand why you don't need anyone to talk about us. You have a cold, you have injection, and those, in the end, and they take the blood pressure, and like, and we'll take a doctor, you go to the doctor, you need a lot of doctors. But us, we're farmers, we'll go to the doctor once, you know. So that's what he explains the matter. Before the Torah, there was no Dina Ibis, no Dina Inoa. The laws were limited. It was a limited. So Mele, when did it have to go to a mishpat? Once in a blue moon. Because of the Torah, that's what it says here. Aladeh mishpatim shnasatalem, through the Torah gave them, ribbis, noah, a lot of dinim, geza, vak ribbis, avak, and all this. Hein oisim ribbis, it becomes a fact. You gave a noah, your ribbis, it is ribbis, it is ribbis. And avoided their mishpat, they come to the Torah, they know it's a shalom, they make shalom. That means for the mishpat, they come shalom. The kasha, which I have on this medrash, is the following. The pasuk says, Emes or mishpat shalom ahavu. So both the gemara, the Yishalmi say, either mishpat shesh v'shalom, im yesh mishpat ain shalom, im yesh shalom and mishpat. That means, if there's the law, the loser is going to be very upset. One side is going to be upset. One side is happy, one side is upset. So there's not going to be peace. And if there's peace, that means you make both happy. Both go, yeah, okay, I can live with it. That's not mishpat. So either mishpat yesh b'sholom, what's called the mishpat b'sholom, hevoimers v'apsholom. And Yishalmi even adds, mishpat emes. It's not mishpat emes. It's not Emmas. Pshat's not Emmas. It's not Mishpat Emmas. It's fair. Natural justice, maybe. Emmas is only mamash. Emmas, the Shabbos of Emmas, why? So the Shabbos is so. Emmas is first letter, Tof is the last letter, Mem is the middle. Only someone who's the first in the world, since it started, he's going to be the last, and he's now here. So he can be done, Emes Lamita, and Cheshn, all the Cheshvoyans also give his Einiklach, and his Ureiniklach, and his wife, and his children, and take everything in consideration, and his Zaydas, and Elter, and whatever, and make a ruling. A human being, maybe because of his family, or Einiklach, or Elter, I don't know, maybe you have to go a bit there, but a human can't do that, you have to do what you can do. So Mele, in Dain, the Lamiti is only Cheshvoyan, because it's Emes. For so much of Cheshvoyan, Emes, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Only he can do that. Not Shaykh. So that's not Emes. So my question on that is, he brings in the Pasuk, although they're Mishpat, they don't say Shalom. Well, if you go to Din, then it's not going to be Shalom. It's not going to be Shalom. So Taka the Chidush of Adala doesn't say, it says Taka, Ef Shalom of Tzolem of Shalom. Maybe Taka means Shalom, and he brings the Gemara and Heder. And more so, the Shalmi brings, ancient Yishalmi, Tor brings this into this world as well. It says that 40 years before the Chorban, the Noah was down dealing the Foshas. And then it says that they came to Pshim Be'ichai, Ashkech Tanah of Pshim Be'ichai, Elim Shoshas Tosin Lifneim, Elim Shoshas Tosin Lifneim. So someone came, okay, you gave a Shia, you have a dispute, that's to come to the Dain, to the Wolf. So also, someone came to him. And two people came to him, you have to go to Rav, not allowed to go to court. You know? So he told them, no, sorry, ain any yudeyat in Torah. Ele de machshovos yipom ois nanoshim. Mekablech lana madonna milchoin? It's good. I mean, if you're mekabel, I say, I'm not an expert. If you want to be mekabel, I can't be there. You want to have the Torah? No, I can't. Go to me. That's a pshim b'chad. So the Marik, he brings it here. So here, the Marik, the famous Marik, the Mukhi also brings it. That the Marik says, that Kaoyev of Shemichai says so. Then the Metanoim, Ashalim, Pesuah, Kepiska, Shel Ulam, Nim, Kabbalim, the Torah. Kaluchoim, Yemaroim, Ashiach, and Kaluchoim, Mekoinim, Shemachikim, Atzimizev, Kaluchoim, Benoish, Kaluchoim, Benoish, Kaluchoim, Bedoy Hazeh, Yasim, the Yasim, that's Marik, right, so in his door. עכשיו, אבל ניסיון רם, כבר נשתק רטוי ממנו, לולה שמסבור, שאולם כשידן, כבר נשתק בזרחו, without that, would it be long finished? So if someone wants to mekabel din Torah, you have to really say, sorry, mekabel din Torah. And the halacha is, halacha lemaisa, there's been cases that people don't know, and they come to Bezin, it's the sign Shabu. So every Shabuin says, hey le din, hey le pshora. Pshora, kov le din, pshora, no big difference. Says, no, I don't want to sign pshora. Because they don't know pshora, they think pshora means the dangerous things, yeah, let's go halves. That's not what Pshara means, that's another shmiz. Back upon him, I don't want to sign Pshara, I want Din. And the guy said, I'm not taking Din. So the Nitzvah can say, well, it's always a Nitzvah, yeah? The Tveil wants to come. The Nitzvah says, well, I'm going home. So, and the guy said, what do you mean? You can't go. So, is it allowed to do that? So, I have a right to have the thing. I was advised, someone told me I'm allowed to Din. The Din, I don't want any Pshara. So the Poskim Taka says that because of the Shalmi and the Malik, now there's the flat, no one, there's not even, maybe small killers in a big town, Manchester, London, there's no voted in Dayanim by the whole town. It's not Kibla Lai, Mamush Kolayir Kuloy on a contract that everyone signed on. So, it's called the Salman Din. And you can put the Mechir, whatever, Koladinim. If you say, I don't want to have Din, I don't want to have Pshaw, he can say, well, Pshaw, call the Din. Well, exactly, the difference is not much of a difference. But that you can say, but it's so that, no, I only want Din? No, it's called the Salman Din. So how come the Medrash say, well, okay, maybe the Medrash times was before Pshim Echai, I don't know when the Medrash was written, but what was he going to say, Negev, it's not Negev nowadays, but the Gemara also says, Mishpat Sholem, it's for Sholem. So Chmei Pshat Zazoi, there's two types of Sholem. Maybe that's a bit of a thing. One is Sholem, two litigants have a fight, they come, sort out, Finished, that's it. Pay, you don't pay, whatever. And you can talk, and now you live in peace. That's Shalom. Shalom Benin. The other thing is, There's a machloikas here. Dayonim paskin, well, they had to paskin, whatever they paskin. And then there's Nasa Sholem ben Yisrael of Yishuv Hashemayim that did the right thing. That is Sholem. So Ichmein at the Prati Medrash Shim Zedubna Magid. It doesn't mean that the Dubna Magid Prati Medrash. It doesn't say void the Mishpat to Sholem ben Neim. So if it be ben Neim, Taki, you're right. Mishpat is no Sholem ben Neim. But Mishpat, ki oiz, that's a Shim Zedubna Magid. Voiz Mishpat Oiv. If you go, you do the right thing. You go before Bezdin. You don't go for, you're not meaning up to the Samosha. You don't go to the Shvot Shtos Lifneim. You go to the Dayonim. You go to Tamid HaChomim. And they do the right thing. Then, taka from the Torah gets in. Of all their Mishpat. And therefore, Oysa Sholem. You make Sholem the peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levein, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same vault we see by Pinchas. Pinchas was an anakoin. Hashem Chamos and Amalek did a kanoes and he killed them and he calls me. Okay, no, it's blissy sholem. So Chaim Brisk asked, I don't understand. Mid the kneg and mid, yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives mid that's his mid the kneg and mid. Pinchas lechoyre, if from a layman's point of view, he created calamity. Comes there, kills and lots of Yisrael. Titzach, they wanted to kill him. What are you talking about? It's a kanoi. So Kintzach and Prince Sholem. That's a bit. It's a bit the opposite. So Abraham says, no, you don't understand. He doesn't mean Sholem between. He created Sholem and Avish Hashemayim. There's a terrible thing. And Nossi Klai Sol get taking a Goya. How can he do such a thing? So through killing, through his Kamoas, he made Sholem. Okay, no, it's supposed to be Sholem. I'm also giving him Sholem. Coin Gogol, you know? So it's Taka made the Kanega made it. So that's the Chorah Prat in his Medrash, that he makes Sholem, Shemayim, Shemayim. Just want to bring out one point, maybe I have 2 minutes. Some Achidish I thought lately, there's in. Maybe interesting point to ponder over the weekend. There's in maybe a chashmish as well a bit. In Goyish law, there's just a thing, statute of limitation. Everything has a few years. The judges say, the courts are not interested anymore. 6 years in England, 12 in America, 4 years, it doesn't make a difference. In halacha, there's such a thing called choiv yoshon. Someone comes, you owe me money 10 years ago, and I never, where were you took? So it says, he says Bezin doesn't throw it out because he come on 20 years later, but Bezin has to be cautious. So where were you told now? You stand waiting till we forget what happened. There's something fishier. But we don't just throw it out. But go and just throw it out. So there was a Shiloh was recently was a case. Two people went to the Torah, they didn't listen, they went to court, Yannis Lister said, what do you mean? This claim was 8 years ago, I think. So it's over statute of limitation. You can't make arbitration on it. We're in the courts on the top with it. Finished. So you're tenish in here. So I told Gedank. And that may be a difference also, a difference between Dinam Shor. When Bezin passed and someone is chayiv, you come to Bezin, I lent him £100, he didn't pay me back. So Bezin deliberates, you're nish in here. And they say, no, you have to pay him. Does that mean they umavara that 10 years ago the debt's still outstanding, and therefore you have to pay because of the debt 8 years ago? Well, no, nothing got to do with it. Bezin's b'chayiv you now. It's like a debt from the signature of the bezin. No, that means avad is based on what they can find out. They just dream it up. It's based on the story, but the choiv is bezin's b'chayiv now. So I want to say that's the difference between din and pshol. In din is taket din emes. So you go basaroiv, you mashlim pshol. You don't go basaroiv unless you agree. You don't go why? Because it's to mivav the emes. So Bezin has a chiyuv to mivav. What happened? Also hilchas eders. Why? Because we need eder. We need to mivav the emes. So therefore, all the statute of limitation, the goyish thing, statute of limitation, we don't apply. But because mekabel kinyan pipshola, and if you mekabel kinyan pipshola means you mekabel on yourself, you mechayiv yourself with the kinyan, you're gonna. Don't say listen to the Yonim, because that's kin and dvorim. So another subject, that doesn't help. You machayv yourself like you're giving someone a blank check. You're giving a blank check, the Yonim, you fill out the figure. So you machayv yourself, you mashabad your gov to pay how much? How much the Yonim will say. And the rise, because they ask a kasha, mashtam, the truth, mashtam, what's the kasha? It's unlimited. Maybe the machayv 10 million, 20 is a smachter. So no, it's not unlimited, because the dispute is limited. You know how much the shayla is. There's a maximum how much you're claiming. No, so therefore the difference would be what happens if you make a kinyan before the dispute arose. It's an arbitration clause in contract. It could be it's not valid. Chutzitungta. Chutzitungta means it's general practice sochem that is. But let's take that away. Halachically, in a state where there hasn't gone such shemelik, could be stuck that doesn't work before the dispute. I was without attack in France. You can't make such a dispute because of the smachta. You can't, what do you mean? You maybe going to claim 20 million, maybe 100 million. It's unlimited. You can't make an unlimited thing. It has to be limited. Okay, that's another thing. Now that is a choiv of mal. They're not mevar the emes. You give a check. How much is it? The yonim are going to fill out whatever they decide. Avada they decide on the story that they heard in it, and therefore also the hilchas eders is also not negeir. And in fact, Rabbi Kveiga Takatanas is another guy. Rabbi Kveiga Takatanas that Rabbi Shua's eders. If the eds says that he doesn't know Shua, he's chayav a kolm. So Rabbi Kveiga says, what happens? Not proper eders, but kibla liar. I accept his eders, or it's not hilchas eders, but he's a witness. Let's say he's an ed echol, but Moshe Rabbeinu comes. You sort of a bit believe him, yeah. Which, you know what I mean? Just imagine a Moshe Feinstein comes and says, "I saw him." Even Zedekot, it's yeah, kilu shneidim, yeah. So, but he's not to aid him. So Rabbi Kveiga says, "No, look, Rabbi Shua's aids need mamash din." But in Pshara, his other Bezin will believe him. So Meile Bezin's a new chav. So Meile, because it's a new chav, it's not going to do a statute of limitation. I have an arbitration psak that Yechayev psak din kabakinam Pshara that Yechayev 100 pounds. Finish it. Starts from now. What's it going to do? This doesn't start 8 years ago. So I'm coming to the court and force what I wrote yesterday. What Bezin wrote yesterday. Yeah, the problem was it's too long for the going. Fine. Say that. That's not my problem.
Very nice.
Can I have
the topic?
What do you want?
The topic.
The topic, Choshe Mishpat.
Very nice. Choshe
Mishpat.